Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's time to get your Tuesday edition of the VTN News Show started. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's November 10th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, it seems that Facebook is on Belgium's government shit list today, and it all has to do with web tracking. In fact, the Belgium court has given Facebook 48 hours to stop violating the country's privacy law. And if Mr. Zuck's company does not give in, it can risk fines up to 250,000 euros per day. That's about $269,000 per day, by the way, if you're listening, Zuck. Now, of course, Facebook is appealing the decision and tells the BBC that the cookie is actually needed to keep Facebook secure. Really? In any case, I don't think Belgium's going to fall for that one. We'll see how this drama rolls out over the next 48 hours. Stay tuned to BTN. So where are you watching all your online video at? Is it YouTube? Not for a lot of people anymore. It's over there at, get this, Snapchat. In fact, there's so much video consumption over at Snapchat, the viewing has actually tripled in the last 6 months, if you can believe that. This is all according to what Snapchat has confirmed to the Financial Times. In fact, they're saying that people are watching about 6 billion clips every single day. Now, the speculation is this uptake in video viewing over at Snapchat might have something to do with a combination of a growing user base with Discover and the increasing volume of live stories that you can watch on the platform now. It still has a long way, though, to catch up to its main rival, Facebook. They're pulling in about 8 billion views per day. But hey, like we were saying before about Facebook over in Belgium, if the crap hits the fan, I bet viewership will probably go up in Belgium for Snapchat. Oh, Comcast. The most hated company in America. And if you currently hate them, well, you're probably going to hate them a little bit more now. Now, those of you that are on Comcast over in the U.S., my condolences first. Secondly, I'm sure you probably heard about, yes, they have to give you a cap every month because it helps the whole bandwidth infrastructure. It seems that the cable giant's customer service reps will deny that their expanding internet caps are about congestion. No. It has nothing to do with that. It's really all about fairness and offering a more flexible policy. Comcast is apparently telling its agents to avoid describing cap-free areas as having unlimited usage. Instead, they're supposed to let customers know that these areas are still subject to Comcast's long-standing 250 gigabyte soft cap, which they're not currently enforcing, but could be in the future. Now, Comcast said they will only occasionally clamp down on people running over its cap. Say you're using about 300 gigabytes per month, then yeah, you'll probably have to pay up more for the service. No, this has got nothing to do with the infrastructure. This is all about profits. Probably since a lot of people are ditching that other cord that comes into your house, you know, known as cable. Especially when Comcast also deals with cable. Yeah, they gotta be getting that money from somewhere else now, don't they? Hey, here's a little good news for your Tuesday, or at least if you're living in the U.S. How about some free money from Google? Yes, it seems that Google is giving Chromecast and Android TV owners in the U.S. $6 in free Play Store credit for a limited time, of course. Now, actually, this is $6 per device, up to two devices, by the way, so you can claim up to about 12 bucks in credit. This will even go for all the Chromecast audio people out there, too. Google's saying that users can claim up to two devices per Google account. So, hey, when you're done listening to this show, go see if you can get some free money from Google. But hey, be forewarned, I'm sure there's some very small print at the bottom of the page. You might want to read that before pressing OK. It is Google, after all. And finally, do you love kangaroos? Oh, those cute little things that'll punch you without even thinking twice. Would you love them enough to sit in a room with them as they farted? Well, these scientists have. Yeah, scientists have apparently locked some kangaroos in a room to measure their farts. Why, do you ask? Well, it was apparently to see if their guts contain bacteria that might reduce methane emissions. Okay, I guess some scientists are a little bored down there in Australia. Apparently, for many decades now, scientists thought that kangaroos produce very little methane when they tooted. And because cows and pigs are responsible for a large portion of our global greenhouse gas emissions, researchers figured that it might be able to harness the power of a kangaroo fart for the greater good. However, though, bad news has come in from the fart side. Apparently, after studying kangaroos passing gas, it revealed that kangaroos emit about the same amount of methane as other animals their size. Yes, that means kangaroo guts probably don't contain any special plant-saving gut microbes. So yes, it's a sad day for the Australian Science Research Committee. Not because they didn't find their special ingredient in the dear old kangaroos, it's because they were trapped in a room with them farting for gosh knows how long. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website and check out the network at BritishTechNetwork.com. Get all the great shows over there. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Also, a reminder to all our folks who donate through our Patreon fund out there, be sure to check on your Patreon fund. We've had some little screwy things with PayPal, so just make sure that everything's on the up and up for you over there. No, they're not stealing money. It just may not be taking your money anymore. So if you still want to contribute to BTN, yes, please go check on that and make sure that you're still giving your monthly donation to us, which is always greatly appreciated. It is because of your donations is why this show actually exists, and so many other shows on the network. So thank you, as always, very much for donating to BTN. If you're not and you want to, it would be greatly, greatly appreciated. As for the news show, we should be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your fantastic Tuesday. It is already underway. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.